We want to welcome you back to the Word for Life radio ministry. It's always a joy to be able to share with you what God is doing around the world. And Brian and Victoria are visiting with us the last couple of times, and we're talking about Asia and the ministry that God has given you there. Brian, you and Victoria are teachers, but yet not just teachers. You're also wanting to expand church's vision here in the States, maybe even have some folks come over and become a part of that. Tell me about that.
I'd like to encourage mothers who have young children, small children, because the first time we made a short trip there for the summer for 2 months, we took our whole family, which included our 6-year-old son and our 3-year-old daughter. And we were both put in a classroom. My husband and I were each given a separate classroom. And the first thought was, well, what are we going to do with these two little kids? We don't know anyone else in East Asia to, you know, trust them to watch our children while we're teaching.
Right.
So we decided we're going to each have one child in the back of our classroom while we're teaching.
Okay.
And that's what we did. My son was in Brian's classroom and Rachel was in mine.
Mm-hmm.
And what we found was, because we were teaching teachers and most of them were married with one child, they loved observing our parenting skills,
right,
and just the interaction that I had with my daughter and that Brian had with our son and how we disciplined, because they weren't always the perfect little child sitting in the back of the
classroom.
And they had a lot of questions and
sure,
they just are hungry to know more about the West and our culture. And
mm-hmm,
we were able to teach them so much more than if it had just been one instructor at the front of the classroom going over lesson plans.
I remember one incident when we were teaching for the summer, and my son, just a little guy then, we had a break in between classes, and my son went downstairs and outside and ended up in the pond, the little fountain in front of the school. And one of my students said to me, I think your son is, Huck Finn? I said, yeah, that would be my boy.
That's cute. So would you say then that the teaching ministry has opened up other ministries for you?
Definitely, because we've chosen topics like marriage and
mm-hmm,
family
mm-hmm,
and parenting, and we've been able to branch out into a lot of different topics.
Okay. These are definitely fields that not just Asia, but America, everybody realizes, boy, we've got some needs in those fields. And so consequently, you would have an audience. Now, do you ever have anybody from the States visit your works?
Absolutely. We're very excited. We just had a visit from two families from Colorado. One was Pastor Mike Durrell and his family.
Mm-hmm.
And the Carlson family, they came out and visited us for a few days. And they were so encouraging. They brought us some gifts. They were so interested in our work. And we were able to just show them a little bit of what we do, and it makes a huge difference,
right,
when people write to you or send you an email or when they come.
And they came as a family. One family brought their 5 small children, and we brought 3. So we had 8 additional kids come over to visit us, and it's just neat to see how that works.
It's like a camping experience, isn't it? Everybody's sleeping on the floor. But yet, see, this is what we did with our boys. Whenever we went to the mission field, we took the family. You know, whoever was available, we took them. And they were able to see that this is something that we do together as a family. So the ministry wasn't just something that Dad did and, you know, leaving Mom and the kids at home. It was something that our family did. Now, you guys are working on a college campus. So do you have a ministry on that college campus?
The ministry we have on a campus varies at different times. And right now, I was just hired to teach again. So in the fall, I'll be teaching freshman English to college students. And it's just an amazing opportunity because the freshmen will come from all over different parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
They come in the classroom. In this particular country, this is when they have free time. They've worked so hard through high school to earn a place in college.
Okay.
And in college, ironically, they have some free time, and they're very open-minded.
Mm.
And they're very spiritually hungry just to learn all there is out there. And so it's very easy for me to make friends with them
right.
in class, invite them over to the home, and Victoria will teach some of the kids how to make cakes or chocolate chip cookies, things that they've heard about, all the while building relationships with them.
Right. And so what I'm hearing you say is that their desire to learn English is the open door. And I know my son in Sao Paulo is finding that to be the open door and starting a church there in Sao Paulo. The first two churches that he started and built the buildings and everything else were started with a soccer ball. And they had kids in the neighborhood that would see him walking down the street with a soccer ball under his arm. And it's kind of like the Pied Piper. You know, they followed him to the church property and he started making contacts there. But the new location where he's starting a church, they don't have the children out roaming the streets like they did in the other two areas. And so English as a second language is the open door, you know, that he's experiencing. And many times he'll be speaking Portuguese. And if I'm there visiting, people will hear the two of us speaking in English. And then they'll realize, oh, they'll speak to him. You speak English? They'll, of course, say in Portuguese. And, well, yes. Would you teach me English? You know, and so it has really been an open door. And so every Saturday night, he will have a HOPE class, H-O-P-E, helping others practice English. And he'll have folks come over. And I know when we were there Christmas a year ago, he handed out a sheet of paper with Christmas words on it in English. And everything that's done during that class happens in English. But it gave them an opportunity to talk about the Bible and nativity scene and angel and other things in the Christmas story. So he was able to just kind of melt all this together with the teaching of English.
That's exactly the format that we use, is branching off of holidays and different cultural differences and just using the key English words.
Mm-hmm.
We just made a move across the country from a rural city to a very urban city. And the English level is much higher, these college students that we're meeting now. And we can talk about anything on all levels. It's amazing that the difference in the depth of the conversations that we can have now. And the other thing that we found in this new location is that the government-approved churches are allowing us to hold English corners where we can invite the college students to the church for English Corner, and then we have the freedom to talk about anything.
Well, we have English Corners on the college campuses, too, but they're watched very closely.
Mm-hmm.
So we build friendships, and we help people improve their English, and then we invite them to the English Corner at the church, which usually happens the following day.
Mm-hmm.
And when the students go there, it's a completely different world. It's very open, and we're able to share testimony, share the gospel. And the students who come to that English Corner are usually the ones who are more interested because they know it's at a church.
Exactly. Now, are you able then to use your home significantly with the students coming in? I hear you talking about baking cakes and chocolate chip cookies. So, in other words, your family understands that our home is a ministry station.
Definitely. We've done that every Thanksgiving. We've done a traditional American Thanksgiving in our home and invited as many people that can fit in our home, standing room only.
We've had some interesting adventures trying to secure a turkey for that holiday.
I imagine that would be interesting, yeah, okay. Now, do you celebrate Christmas?
It's very open. It is a great opportunity to celebrate Christmas. Even some of the stores will decorate their windows with Christmas things because it's good for business.
Sure.
It's all about business and what sells. So Christmas is a great opportunity for sharing the gospel, for having get-togethers. Again, Victoria will make Christmas cookies. And another thing we do is we'll take students out to dinner because where we live, it's very inexpensive to eat out at restaurants. And so we could take 20, 30 people, a whole class out, and treat them to dinner, which by our American standards was very inexpensive, but for them it was more than they would pay for dinner.
Right.
And because of Hollywood and movies, which they are really interested in, that's their impression of the West. And so Christmas is very Santa Claus.
Sure.
And so when we celebrate Christmas and have our tree and have everyone over to see the decorations and the cookies, that's our opportunity to also answer questions that they'll have when they look at the nativity.
Right, and right, exactly.
We turn it over into the spiritual side of it and the true meaning of Christmas.
And as you just live life in front of them, it gives you that new opportunity. Now, you said you just signed on to a new teaching opportunity, and you mentioned that you are moving or have moved. So this is a new university that you're describing to me. How many students will you have?
I haven't taught yet, but I assume it will be similar to the one before. I should have about 45 to 50 students in a class.
Mm-hmm.
I'll meet with them once a week for a 45-minute period, a 10-minute break, and then another 45-minute period.
Okay. Now tell me about what opportunities your children have to assist you in ministering for the Lord.
Well, Brian taught for 4 years at a university in the city we just moved from, and then they wanted to do a full rotation of all of their foreign teachers, so he wasn't invited back as a teacher. We opened our own English center, and both our son and our older son and daughter, we have two younger adopted daughters now,
right?
But our older son and daughter were teachers at our English center alongside us.
Mm-hmm.
I was the accountant. They've had a lot of experience with teaching English as a second language.
Sure, yeah.
And they've been just a great help plugging into the ministry and using the opportunities and ministering to them when they come into our homes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot like you're describing with your son. Whatever we did it as a family.
Right.
So when we would have people over and we would share the gospel with them, when we would make food with them, when we would have Bible studies or baptize them, our children were all involved in that. And the students at the university were just really excited about our kids. They thought they were really cute. And so our children, they grew up with college kids as their playmates.
Right. And who knows but what the Lord may use those experiences even in their lives for future ministry opportunities. Well, our time is up, but we want to thank you so much for sharing with us the last three sessions of how the Lord has worked in your hearts and lives and your family, and how you've just dovetailed it all together to have an exciting ministry as a family. And I can see the joy of the Lord in your heart. If you're listening to us, it'll remind you to be praying for your missionaries, to be praying for folks in our churches, that God will move upon their hearts to go on short-term missions trips, to fund others that are going, and to even consider going themselves. Because if we don't go, they may not ever hear. That's the bottom line. They may not ever hear. And we certainly want to be sure that as a church, we carry out the Great Commission toward the ends of the earth. Till the next time, God bless you.